Large retailers are using a legal tax loophole to challenge their property tax assessments. The dark store loophole proponents say their store may have cost $10 million to build and may be on a thriving retail corner, but they argue that because their building is so unique, the only thing you can use as a comparable for tax purposes is an abandoned retail store, hence dark store loophole. Menards notified the city of Rhinelander in January they were appealing their property tax amount, and the city was notified this week Walmart is also appealing their assessment using the same tax loophole. The executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Jerry DeShane, says the loophole has gotten the attention of local governments across Wisconsin.
The loophole as it is right now, the property tax burden that big box stores are bearing is going to gradually shift to homeowners, small business people, mom and pop store type people. It's inevitable if this loophole isn't plugged.
DeShane says the call from local government officials has been strong enough to get the legislature's attention.
Late in the month of June, the Assembly Ways and Means Committee held a hearing on the bill, and we were very pleased. The room was absolutely packed. It was standing room only of local government officials elected and appointed, pointing out the problems with the bill. So we're pretty confident that that committee sometime in July or August will advance the bill to the floor of the full assembly.
A board of review hearing is set for Friday afternoon to hear appeals. Ken Krall, WXPR News.